The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties, proud supporter of our area athletes. With two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. And by MailMax. This is Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports with this week's Midwest Family Athlete of the Week, senior Brennan Bornes of Water Valley Boys Soccer. Last week, Brennan had two excellent games. First, against Delton Kellogg, he scored four goals for the Panthers in the 6-2 win. And on Thursday, against Pawpaw, Brennan scored three more goals in the team's 6-0 win. Brennan, congratulations on the impressive week.
Thank you. I appreciate it lots.
Yeah, of course. Seven goals in two games. That's pretty impressive for a whole team. Let alone one person. What was clicking for you guys and for the whole team last week?
I mean, yeah, we've this team has been banded together for about 3 years now, and our communication, that's one of the things I can attest to, is our communication is very key. And like I said, just the experience of playing with each other, you know, we just know what we're thinking, mm-hmm. what each other is thinking, and yeah, we play hard, we communicate, and it's more of a family. It's not really a team. So mm-hmm. everything just goes well for us when we work hard, play hard. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And you mentioned the communication without even having to think and it being like a family. You mentioned to me earlier that your brother
yep.
is actually on the team. I imagine that has to help, obviously just knowing someone so well, knowing their body language on the field and off the field and everything, that has to help immensely too.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. I mean, he takes the sport very seriously. He's a phenomenal player. And, you know, it makes it way easier that he's got a vision and he's very good. So, you know, he's always looking up and he seems to find me a lot. So that's
awesome.
Nice.
Have you had scoring stretches like this before, or nothing really to quite this extent?
I mean, yeah, at the position I play up front. So yeah, you see a lot of goals, but nothing like this. Mm-hmm. This, I just seemed to have caught fire and everything mm-hmm. I was shooting and putting on net, it was going in. So yeah, nothing like this, but yeah, I've seen goals before. So.
Okay. And from last week, the seven goals, you have one that sticks out or maybe is more memorable, your favorite?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of my goals come from the hustle side of things. I like to get to put the pressure on the defense. I get a lot of loose balls, but one in particular is my foot skills can need a little bit of work, but I actually had come down the right side and brought it back to my left and my non-dominant foot and put it upper right, top right corner, which was pretty cool. So, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And I've never been a soccer player at all. Like, I am terrible at it. So I've never had the liberty of knowing how to celebrate after a goal. You scored seven. You seem to have good practice at it. What is your go-to celebration if you have one?
So we actually, me and my brother, and then me and our other forward, Nathan, we do this thing of big goals. We like sprint towards each other and just kind of like throw our hands up to show like that we're about to jump up, and we jump as high as we can and we hit shoulders, which is like super cool. Everybody really likes it. So yeah, that's probably my go-to.
Okay. So you guys are 4-1 now on the season, still early on, but kind of getting towards that midway point. What is the goal for you guys this season?
The goal, I mean, just like the past 2 years have been, you know, we want to win districts. We want to go far in the playoffs. We just want to continue to win. We want to show that we win games and we're a successful program, and I think the only way to do that is to go out and win games. So
okay.
Yeah.
And to win those games, to win districts, what is the most important thing for you guys to do in order to win?
I mean, we just, like I had mentioned before, communication is very key. Communication in general, and just continuing to work hard every single game. You know, like, you see these big leads, these big games that we've won by a lot, but those are games that we also need to look at things we haven't done well. Then multiple things in the games that we had blown teams out, we can see that we haven't done well, and in practices we got to really lock in and focus on the things that we need to improve on.
Okay, absolutely. And then individually, for you, what is the goal for you this season, if there is any?
The goal is to just be a good teammate, just be a really good teammate, help a lot of the younger kids, a lot of the young guys, try to leave a legacy. You know, you want the next team to be as better. When I leave, I want the team next year to be better than what we were this year. You know, just try to leave my footprint in the success category for the team.
And those qualities that you just talked about, it makes sense that why you are a senior captain on this team. Tell me how you reacted to hearing the news, or how you found out about being the captain.
It's an honor, you know. So I found out through just the coaches had brought me over before the season, and they had told me that I was going to be a captain this year with my brother and Nathan, our other forward. And you know, it's an honor. I try to lead by example in everything I do. Very vocal in practices and stuff like that. You know, just trying to. It's at the end of the day, it is a title. It's an honor, but. If I wasn't, I would still try to lead by example and really be vocal and just try to help as much as I possibly can. So,
yeah. Okay. And outside of the soccer field, do you play any other sports?
Yeah. So I play basketball. I'm very, very in basketball. I play a lot of basketball. So.
Okay. Do you like basketball more? Do you prefer?
Yeah. So really? You know, it's one of those things. It's kind of like in season. You know, yep. I'm very focused on that sport. But I probably spend the majority of my time playing basketball, training for basketball. But when I'm in soccer season, I'm locked in. I'm
absolutely
getting better every day.
Okay. Yeah. And how about after this season? Do you want to continue playing soccer or basketball? Somewhere?
I mean that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, to play at the collegiate level at any sport is an honor, is a privilege. And yeah, if I could, I definitely will. But you know, we'll see what the future holds.
Okay. How long have you been playing both soccer and basketball? Do you remember what made you fall in love with it, or some of your earliest memories?
Yeah, so I actually started out playing soccer. We have a local program with the AYSO for a lot of little kids. I actually started about when I was like 4 years old, you know, and played for a lot of years. I played at AYSO for a couple years and then played travel for 4 or 5 with SWM. I kind of switched over around 11 years old. I had been playing basketball too, switched over to more focus on basketball. But once we got a program for the school, I got back into it, started working very hard. And yeah, so 3 years later, worked very hard to get to where I'm at in soccer. So yeah, I played both pretty much my entire life. So.
Okay. And do you have any favorite teams or maybe specific players, both soccer and basketball, that maybe you model your game after? Or?
Yeah, so my dad's actually from Massachusetts, so so we're huge Celtics fans. Okay. I watch a lot of basketball. I'm a huge fan of like people like Marcus Smart. I just he might not be the superstar, but he works very, very hard, and he just gives 100% every single time he steps on foot on the floor. Soccer, I don't watch as much. You know, you keep up with like the big players and stuff mm-hmm. like that, but you know, you just love to see the craft and the work of like Ronaldo and Messi. You know, the big two. You just see how great they are, and you always want to model that, you know, all-time greats right there. So
okay,
yeah.
And after your soccer or basketball career comes to an end, whenever that is, is there anything that you're hoping to become after that you got your eyes on?
Yeah, so I actually have spent a lot of time this summer. You know, job shadowing lawyers. I actually really want to become a lawyer. Not sure what kind of lawyer yet, but that is the end goal. Going into college is try to get good grades and continue my academics and become a lawyer. So, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Again, this is Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports with this week's Midwest Family Athlete of the Week, Senior Captain, Brennan Bornes of Waterfleet Boys Soccer. Brennan, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties, proud supporter of our area athletes. With 2 new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. And by MailMax.